known. It was made by renowned New Zealand artist Gregor Craigor. He weighs somewhere in the vicinity of 80 kgs and is made out of cast bronze.
Why had you placed him outside the gallery?
Oh, look, we have a plinth sitting outside the gallery, which is a display plinth so that the public can interact with our sculptures. We've had that there for a little over 20 years and never had any issues apart from this one.
So how hard do you think it would have been to move the gnome?
Well, they spent about an hour preparing it to be moved, so they had to find the correct tool to unscrew the bolts that were holding it into the concrete plinth. And once they got those loosened, they then rocked it backwards and forwards and basically ripped it out of the concrete plinth.
So I understand the thieves also wore high-vis vests. Do you think passers-by may have just thought they were genuine gallery staff?
I think passers-by at 30 minutes past midnight on Christmas Day might not have been noticing much at all.
It's not the sort of thing you could just throw in a suburban front garden. What do you think the thieves will do with it?
Well, I guess it has a bronze melt value, which is not very high. I would think that would be sub $2,000, and it would worry me that that's what they've done.
Okay,
I'm sort of hoping they've taken it and given it to someone as a joke, and we can get it back under that auspices.
How close are you to finding out who was responsible for this?
Look, we've got very good security footage of the whole event from our gallery security system. We've got a pretty clear picture of one of the perpetrators. We're hoping that the Auckland Art Gallery will have picked up the vehicle and the number plate, and the police are obviously helping us with inquiries, as they say.
What did the artist, Gregor Craigor, say when you told him the gnome had disappeared?
Well, poor Gregor is still on holiday in Nelson, and he was quite audibly shocked. He couldn't believe it.
Do you have any message for the gnome knickers?
Yeah, bring it back to its gnome. No, we would like to receive it back. If they called the gallery and left it somewhere, we'd happily go and pick it up. But please don't damage it.